I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbags, great to have you back with us for another week. And Nolan and myself are excited as always. And again, you know, what a jam-packed week. We got to talk about all kinds of stuff. Certainly, there's a lot of stuff you already know and has been worked. Obviously, Mr. Pujols was 700. We're going to definitely talk about that, but we're going to talk about where we are with the postseason brackets. We're going to talk about the fact that Mr. Judge hasn't quite got to the magic 61 yet, but yet has been doing huge MVP like additions to that resume that he's going for here. So, you know, the young Guardians getting in the AL Central. So right now, the only one that hasn't been clinched up is the NL East. Talk about that, what it looks like over the, our projections over the next week, basically, and we'll go from there. So again, you know it, Dirtbags. We do it for you. We can't do it without you. So keep sharing it. Keep passing it on. Keep sending us your questions, your inquiries. We love it. We love it. We love it. And we're passionate about it because you're asking great questions about player development, coach development, and so many other things. Keep the questions coming. You know you can send them to us at Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com. We will answer, Nolan, myself. Anything you have, we will do our best. We have our guarantee that we will follow up with you and we will make it happen. All right? Hey, we hope that you've had a great week wherever you are in the world. Hey, playing your baseball, playing your softball, coaching it, player development, whatever it is you're doing, wherever it is you're doing it, we hope it's been a dirty week because that's what it's all about. It's getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty at all times. You know it. Being a dirtbag is a lifestyle, it's a brand, and it's a mindset. It really is. And when you're in the nation with us, that's what it's all about. Whether we're on the podcast, whether we're doing the training, whether it's the YouTube videos, it doesn't matter. That's what it's all about for us. Getting your mind right so you can have the best baseball journey possible that you can have as a player, a parent, or a youth coach. That's what it's all about. So we're going to be right back here. We're going to get rocking and rolling with the first segment. So settle in, get that favorite drink. We'll be right back here in our second Dirtbags after this pause.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long with the newest frozen Fanta flavor. What is it, you ask? Well, the mystery has finally been solved. The newest frozen Fanta flavor is strawberry shortcake. Its color may be electric green, but this cool drink is packed with juicy, refreshing strawberry flavor. Easy for grab-and-go adventures, frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake is your sidekick to summer. Whether you're headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool, stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try the chilling, thrilling, frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake for just $1 plus tax. It's no mystery that your refreshment is guaranteed. So go ahead, quench your thirst with a frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one. Which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code wellness for your discount. Antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code wellness, antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni.
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
This week, Crayola 24-count crayons, Staples comp books, and 2-pocket poly folders are each just 50 cents. Get everything on your list at amazing prices. This year go forward to school with Staples. Shop in-store, online, or buy online and pick up in-store. Ends 9-10, limit 30.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, and hey, it's time to get after it, Nolan. Let's rock and roll. Where do you want to go with?
Yeah, let's jump in. I mean, Albert Pujols, 699-700, first game, in the same game. Obviously, the first player to ever do that. Also became the first player to ever hit 700 and be older than his manager. And I think it was the first player in MLB history as well to... Well, obviously, 699, 700 in the same game, but also in consecutive at-bats. So, I mean, that's huge shout-out. Obviously, does it off of the lefty for 699, and then off a righty for 700. I mean, he's demolished left-handed pitching all year, so the fact that he hits 699 off a lefty doesn't surprise anybody. A slider inside corner off a righty, that one to me, I didn't expect him to turn around on it. I mean, I know a lot of people are probably ticked off that they didn't get to see it. I know I was one of those people that didn't get to see it. just because, like, we don't have Apple TV. And I'm just sitting there like, you can't handcuff us like this. And it's one of those MLB times where you're just like, MLB, good for you guys for trying something new. And, I mean, clearly it's got to be generating a great revenue for the game and everything like that. But it just ticked me off. I'm like, man, I wanted to watch that so bad. But either way, I mean, shout out to Albert, 700. He got it done. Now the Cardinals, I mean, they clinched the playoffs, so he gets to chase the ring one more time with the Cardinals.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, and of course, he goes back to L.A. He gets it there after spending a bit of time with them last year. I mean, hey. Great story. Obviously, it's not perfect because it didn't happen at home in front of the Cardinals fans, but it doesn't matter. Like you said, other than the screw up of being on Apple and the majority of people in the world not having access to Apple TV, just another idiotic thing by MLB, right? Like, you know, again, football, NFL would automatically say, hey, I'm sorry, but there's a potential here. We got to pull the rug on that. And yeah, Apple would have been mad, but you just do it, right? You got to put that on mainstream TV. Like, inexcusable, but forget that. What a glorious moment for baseball. What a truly amazing thing for any and all of us talking and you listening. It doesn't matter what age group you are. 700 home runs. And as far as we know, all legit. no games, no playing, some highs of tremendous seasons. Obviously, his first 11, 333, whatever it is, about 35 on the average every year, you know, 100 and some RBIs every year, and then some lows with the Angels. But at the end of the day, consistently over 22 seasons, getting it done, and wow, what a way, what a way. So one, that thing is knocked off. Now, like you said, Nolan, get after winning another championship ring with the Cardinals.
So a guy that was always a pain in my butt cheering for the Cardinals, Andrew McCutchen. Shout out to him. 1,000th RBI for the career. Same boat, just a very consistent player throughout his career. Obviously, played majority of his career with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Carried that franchise for a long time. Like, he put that team on his back. I wouldn't be surprised if he retires a member of the Pirates. Obviously, he's a guy that, I mean, it still seems like he has ties to the city and everything like that. But, I mean, shout out to you, 1,000th RBI. Unfortunately, you're playing with the Milwaukee Brewers, so I can't really cheer for you too much. But, I mean, hey, that's a hell of a career, too.
Hey, like you said, I mean, you hate the Cinderella stories of going home or whatever, and that Pujols has defied that this season by going home. You couldn't get a better season. Nobody will ever have a better season going back home. I can't fathom it, but you're right. I mean, Andrew McCutchen, he won his MVP there in Pittsburgh. Hey, go home. Let the people retire there and see you retire there when the time comes.
So now we're jumping over to Donnie Baseball. I mean, that one, that, I get it if you're Donnie Baseball. I really hope that it's his decision to part ways, and I hope it's not upper management saying, hey, we're going in a different direction. Because you're looking at that Miami Marlins team, and that's a team that has a lot of intriguing pieces. Like, if I'm a up-and-coming manager or a young manager trying to get on with a young team, that's a team I'm taking a serious look at. And, I mean, obviously, like, Donnie Baseball, he'll, I don't know if he's going to take a year off of baseball or what he's going to do, but he's definitely going to have openings for whatever job becomes available in the off season. Because, I mean, let's be honest, Donnie Baseball, he's done a great job throughout his career, whether it was with the Dodgers or with the Miami Marlins up until this point. But, I mean, yeah, the news that broke this week about him, about the two mutually parting ways, that one kind of shook me.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, we don't have enough details on it. And like you said, hopefully it was maybe a mutual thing. Obviously, the pitching staff is in place. We all know that. The offense definitely has some work to do. They tried with Adolis Garcia this year. Or not, sorry, Adolis. Avisaíl Garcia this year. It just didn't work out on that end. You know, Jazz Chisholm's been on the shelf most of the season. Stretch Baxter in the back early on. And then his latest issues. You know, last season surgery probably should be back in time for opening day. But, you know, hey, Donnie Baseball is going to be fine. He can retire and be fine, or he can just settle and pick up a job somewhere else and be fine. There's going to be a lot of them available.
And then obviously last week, I mean, another shocker, Dayton Moore. We didn't talk about it in last week's episode, unfortunately. But Dayton Moore of the Kansas City Royals, he was relieved of his duties there last week. I mean, he's a guy that's been with the organization for 22 years now, I guess, since the early 2000s anyways. I mean, obviously helped rebuild the team, obviously took them to a World Series back in 2014 and 2015, helped them win the World Series in 15, built a good team. I mean, bunch of young guys there still again. I think ultimately what it comes down to is the fact that he only won 3 out of 19 years where he was GM. Like, had a winning record. That, to me, is kind of crazy at the fact that you get to keep your job for 19 years. But, I mean, obviously, it's not like Kansas City's a big market team. You can't really do a heck of a lot there. You got to kind of try and develop everybody within house. I mean, obviously, they did a great job of that in the early 2000s, or sorry, 2010s. And then, I mean, came to fruition in 2015, obviously. But, hell, it's one of those guys where I would have liked to have seen him just kind of, like, go out on his own terms type of deal, just because he'd been with the organization for so long. But obviously they're doing a philosophical difference move there. And, I mean, they're probably doing what they think is best for Kansas City.
Yeah, again, I don't know enough about that one, but my outside looking in gut feeling, I mean, especially, like you said, you got Bobby Witt there right now, you got Michael Taylor, you got some other young, nice pieces in place. I don't know why you're stepping down. I mean, there's a guy that came over from the Braves organization back in the day or whatever, and that calming influence, professional influence, like so many either out of the Braves organization or the Guardians organization, that have built other teams over the last two decades from general managers all the way down to managers and player development. I don't know. I don't know what happened there because it just doesn't make sense. I'm looking at it and I'm going, hey, you're sitting pretty good there. I mean, obviously the Guardians are in good shape. The White Sox should be better next year than this year or whatever. And now you can't have much more or many more things go wrong than you did this year. But that Royals team, there's some good pieces there, man. And there's going to be some good off-season acquisitions be able to be made. So, I don't know. I was surprised too, but hey, we'll see where he lands.
And then just jumping over to the NL East, I mean, Pete Alonso, first player in Mets history to have multiple 40 home run seasons. Obviously, the stretch that he's been on recently, I mean, put Paul Goldschmidt well out of contention for the Triple Crown. Like, unfortunately, Goldie just had a tough month, but Pete Alonso, I mean, the tear that he's on right now, it's something else. So him and Francisco Lindor became the first Mets teammates since 2008 when David Wright, Jose Reyes, and Carlos Beltran all had 100 RBIs. I mean, it's one of those things where, yeah, you're just looking at it and you're like, yeah, the Mets have all the makings of a team that should win the NL, but those Braves are fighting for that NL East crown right now, and it's going to come down to game 162.
100%. The big polar bear's got to keep rocking and rolling. There's no question. So, Dirtbags, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back here in a second.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And, hey, time to talk about the streak being over down in Houston, Nolan.
Yeah, Framber Valdez, 25 straight, couldn't make it 26. First bad outing of the year, basically, since early April. I mean, what can you say? Like, we talked about it basically week in, week out, once he kind of hit about 18, 19 there. And just the fact that it kept on going and going and going, you're like, holy heck, this guy's put together just an unbelievable year. I mean, that's one of those runs that I don't know if we'll ever see it again. Like, not a lot of pitchers are going six innings, let alone six innings with three earned runs or less in each start. He carried the Houston Astros pitching staff for a while there. I mean, a long time. And it's one of those guys that you're just like, yeah, okay, you did your part. Now we got to get into the playoffs. We got to stay on this hot streak. It looks like they're basically going to lock up the number one seed at some point in the next few days. And then, yeah, Houston can basically figure out what they want to do for pitching staff. But, I mean, it'll be very tough to leave him out of the pitching rotation come the playoffs.
No question. I mean, we like you said, we've recognized and acknowledged it week after week, and rightfully so. I mean, but to be able to have quality starts, like we said, quality starts 25 times in a row, that's just ridiculous. It is just ridiculous. You know, we were all fired up, what, back in part of August, I think it was, Zach Gallen was going for the consecutive scoreless innings, which is another amazing accomplishment. If you have any clue about what has to go through a pitcher's mind game after game after game to put those types of results up, you can't even fathom it if you have never pitched in this game of baseball. But I have, and it, man, what they accomplished, those two guys, this year or whatever, and hey, hats off, man. Nothing but true respect. Absolutely true respect, for sure. So, hey, let's go from there, Nolan, to about as bizarre a result that we could do. What was it, last night's game, Marlins and the Mets?
Yeah, Richard Bleier, I mean, three balks, one inning. Now, I don't know if every single one of them was a balk. A couple of them seemed like questionable calls to me at best. So for those that don't know, Richard Bleier, he's a lefty. I don't know, like the whole balk thing, you can't deceive a guy, right? And half of the time that there's not a balk, it seems like there should be a balk. And half of the time that there is a balk, it seems like it shouldn't be called a balk. Like, especially with a lefty, they already got that weird, deceitful move anyways. And by letter of the law, I mean, even when they do that, like, halfway in between perfect pickoff move, like that, by letter of the law, you've completely deceived the runner on first base and the hitter, thinking that, okay, the guy's going to the plate, and then all of a sudden they throw it over to first. So, I mean, that should be a balk, technically, to me. But that, like, the whole balk thing, I can't wrap my head around how you call balk and how you don't call balk. But like I said, at least to me, two out of those three that Richard Bleier got called on last night should not have been balks. Like, you can watch the highlight for yourself. You can sit here and tell me whether you think it was a balk or whether you think they're all clean or what you want to call it. But to me, two out of three of those should not have been called a balk. And I mean, it's a game where, like, at that point in time, it was still a close enough game that those were crucial balk calls. And they made a difference. Right? They made a difference in the final score.
Jeff McNeil scores from first on three balks. What was it, like consecutive or something like that? And yet he's never been called for a balk in his career until last night.
Yeah.
That's, hey, you know what? The ump again, he's putting a death nail in or nail in the coffin. I mean, as umpires say, that's a thankless thing. There's no question, because you're right. Some pitchers are really, really good. They work at it. They hone that craft and that ability to be able to do that type of stuff. You know, it. Oh boy! Again, tough call. It gives up a run. Important run, right? And we were talking about it early, and we're going to talk about it in the third segment as well, right? You got the Mets and the Braves fighting for it at the end of the day. I don't know if that run makes a difference in that game last night or whatever or not, but maybe it does. Who knows? But when you've never been called for one, I'll tell you what, that's, that's pretty brave for umpires to make three in a row. That's a ballsy, ballsy call. To be able to do that, because you know you got to be answering the bell with MLB after the situation of the next day.
Well, and the one that they called a balk on too, it was a strike three. So it's like, that's a huge turn of events. But yeah, I mean, crazy.
You hit the nail on the head. So again, one of those bizarre dirtbags. I'm assuming, Nolan, we're never going to ever see something like that again. I can't even. Money down on Vegas, I'm betting zero that we'd ever see that again. That's craziness. So let's go over to your man, Ryan Helsley. 5 days ago, sets a record, 104.1, I think it was. Last night, dials it up to 104.2.
Well, it wasn't a record, but I mean, still, it's the hardest pitch this year. And
don't care.
The crazy thing is, it's not even the hardest pitch in Cardinals history. Like, that to me is insane. Like, the fact that Jordan Hicks can actually, well, prior to the Tommy Johns and the oblique and everything like that, I mean, he's still hitting 102. So, with crazy movement on his sinker. But, like, yeah, Ryan Helsley, he's not going to win relief pitcher of the year for the NL because Edwin Diaz, the year that he put together, obviously was just stupid. But Ryan Helsley deserves serious consideration to be in there because, I mean, he was easily, to me, the second best reliever in the National League. Like, his ERA was, it's still right around one. It just crept over one for over the past 2 weeks. And then, like, his whip was like a 0.6 or something like that. Opponent's batting average is right around 100. It might be below 100. I'm not even sure. But either way, yeah, the guy, he just gets in there. Obviously, what was it, last week, a week and a half ago, I guess he has the immaculate inning, the third in Cardinals history. And then, yeah, now he's gassing up 104.2. And it looks effortless, too. Like, that's the thing. Like, he just gets in there and just vroom, 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 and then brings it with an 89-mile-an-hour slider, too. That just breaks off of the table. You're like, wow. So I don't know.
Yeah. I think last week's one went against Josh Bell or whatever, and that when they're playing the Padres. And, you know, you'd love to be able to talk to that hitter afterwards and say, like, can you even fathom how he got a foul ball on, for God's sakes? Like, can you even fathom how fast that ball was coming at you? And just to hear how they respond to that.
Better question would be, can I even see the ball?
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? I'd love to be able to talk to those guys just to say, like, 100. I can't wrap my head around seeing 100 miles an hour. You know, we've joked about it for years, Nolan. Everybody in amateur ball dirtbags, you probably heard the same thing wherever you are out there and that involved in the game. Oh, well, that guy's throwing 85, 87. He's throwing 90, 91. Dude, unless you've seen that stuff, and I mean legitimately seeing it over and over and over, and you got a trained eye, what you have to understand is throwing 80 is probably, I don't even know the percentage in all the throwers in the world. That's a skill set, Derek Banks. That's hard to believe, but throwing 80 for the majority of players in the world is an accomplishment. Throwing 85 or faster is a dedication to nutrition, diet, throwing regularly. To throw 90 plus, 100 plus, people don't just throw that stuff. My God, that's unbelievable to be able to do that. So just try to ask to understand how fast that ball is moving. Forget about 0.2 of a second from 0.4 of a second. It just can't wrap your head around how fast that ball is going. If he can do that, you're right, man. That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable that he can do that. That's impressive. I love watching that stuff. So, hey, let's go to the Blue Jays. Mr. Springer, you were at the game last night or whatever. Now, you don't have to talk much because we can talk about it in the next segment. But Mr. Springer leads off the game, 52nd leadoff home run.
Fourth. He's fourth. Yeah, he's two behind Alfonso Soriano for third.
Yep, one shy of Craig Biggio for third, and two behind Alfonso Soriano for second. And then, of course, what do we got? Ricky Henderson in first, I believe. But, and he's not going to catch Ricky. But, man, the crowd must have got excited when he let off the game.
Well, especially when you're in the hunt for that top seed in the wild card. Like, you know, you got home field advantage. You know that you can still theoretically catch the Yankees at that point in time. I mean, mind you, they needed to win out and the Yankees needed to lose out. But, yeah, like all of a sudden, Springer comes up, second pitch of the game, boom, straight away center. You're like, yep. All right, sweet. We got the lead. Berrios on the mound. I mean, Berrios is Berrios this year. Like, I don't know what happened to the guy. He hasn't looked the same since he came to Toronto. I thought the trade last year was a great trade. I was all in favor of it. I loved it. I'm like, great, that's going to be your number one B, whatever you want to call him. Last year, obviously, with Robbie Ray being the way Robbie Ray was. This year, you get Gausman. You locked up Berrios long-term. You had a couple young kids coming up that looked ready to go. You're like, sweet, the Jays are going to have a great rotation. Berrios sucks this year. I don't know why, but he does. So, of course, the game starts to unravel. What was it? 5-1, 5-2, I guess, at this point in time. And the Jays do what the Jays do best, and that's make stupid base running mistakes. I mean, we talked about it, obviously, last week. We're going to talk about it after the break again and just keep on reminding people what the heck they should do.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer, a big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
Stylish office decor to turn my finished basement into a complete workspace solution.
Staples has you covered.
A desk that's all business, but not too businessy.
Staples has you covered. And now at Staples, take up to 50% off select chairs and up to 75% off select desks. Plus, with 25% off Staples furniture support, we'll assemble your new furniture and guarantee it against wear and defects. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples. Ends 9/3 in-store only.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
You know what a booster shot can be like? Charging a cell phone. Just like a cell phone charger helps restore your battery, a booster is given after a primary series vaccination to enhance or restore protection against COVID-19, which wanes over time. Boosters are recommended for people 5 years and older. Schedule a booster appointment as soon as eligible. You can even make the appointment on your phone, as long as it's charged. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Yeah, I mean, just jumping right back into where we kind of left off, like, Toronto Blue Jays down 5-2. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hits what should have been an easy double. Of course, jogs down to first base, gets thrown out going to second base. John Schneider rips him a new one after the game. Bo Bichette does hit a double, ends up sliding into second base, gets off of second base, does a little clap or whatever you want to call it, but of course, he's got no body parts on second base, so the second baseman tags him. I don't believe it was Oswaldo Cabrera. I don't even know who it was off the top of my head. But either way, he gets tagged out at second base. And I'm just sitting there like, okay, last week we talked about it. The Blue Jays make stupid base running mistakes. And it's by the young kids. This week, they do the exact same stupidity on the base pass. Cost themselves two outs. John Schneider after the game. This guy's an idiot too to me. He's got to go. But so he says, they're young kids. Dude, they've been in the major leagues for 4 years. At what point do you stop calling them young kids? Like, if you're in the major leagues for 4 years and you're calling them young kids, like, yeah, I get it. Theoretically, by age, yes, they're young kids according to the MLB. But 4 years in the major leagues, which means you've at least played 2 years in the minor leagues, which means you played 6 years of professional baseball and should know how to base run because you played baseball growing up all the way throughout, played it in high school, played it in, I mean, obviously they skipped university. One was an international signing in Vladdy, and the other one obviously got drafted out of high school in Bo Bichette. But either way, point being, you've played baseball for majority of your life. You should know how to run bases. You should know how to stay on second base, or you should know how to run hard to first base and then jog to second base. That's the old saying. Hard 90 and then trot the other 90. Like,
and what one has a Hall of Fame dad and the other one has
Hall of Fame dads. Both are Hall of Fame dads.
So you know, like it's ridiculous. It's and John Schneider coached them. He was their manager at AA too, right? So that's where the full circle would come back for him. Don't make excuses for them anymore. That's not a cover up. You know what? Charlie Montoya lost his job because he had to do that too much. He's one of a million coaches in all sports over years that, you know what, had to groom young players but end up losing their own job because the player is bigger than the coach. And that's the same situation here, right? And we talked about it, like you said, many times on this episode. They're still immature. And I don't mean in a good way, young and youthful, like you were just talking about Nolan or whatever. And that they're not responsible. They didn't do PEDs like, you know, to teach junior or stuff like that. And that kind of idiotic behavior, but this is costly stuff. This is costly stuff right here that we're talking about over and over and over again. You're right. Enough with the babying, man. That's why we respect your Bob Melvin. And that's why we respect your Buck Showalter so much. That shit wouldn't happen with those guys. It's as simple as that, man.
Well, can you imagine?
Also, why they get so much respect, those guys, from the veterans and the rookies, because they know, those guys know that those managers aren't doing it out of disrespect to them or trying to show them up. They truly want everybody to be the best player that they can. But by God, if I got to hold you accountable, I'm going to hold you accountable just like we do.
Yeah, I was going to say, could you imagine doing it with like Bobby Cox and Tony La Russa, Joe Torre, those guys that all went into the Hall of Fame together? Like, those guys, they wouldn't even be touching a field.
And that's where a veteran player's got to get down by the collar, too. And say, enough. When does it stop with you guys? If you want to be a championship club, that stuff has to stop. That is inexcusable, Nolan. Hit a double, be off the base, and get tagged out? Holy God, don't even run back onto the bench. Run right to the change room out of embarrassment and say, take me out, I deserve to be taken out. Unbelievable. Because in 2 years, these guys are going to be asking for $400, $500, $600 million and think they earn it. That's when these teams need to sit there and say, no, you're a great player. No, you're a good player that has great moments, but you also have catastrophic moments for us. Because like we say all the time, right, Nolan, every win counts. It appears, like we started way back in April, that those wins are just as important in September. The only difference is it just seems more magnified right now, right? Those same base running errors, those same mistakes in April, well, it's April, you know, they got a long season, they'll correct it. Well, obviously they haven't corrected it, have they? Because it's now September, the games are the same, they look like they're more important, because you screwed up over and over and over again all season. If you didn't screw up, you'd beat the Yankees leading by 6.5, 7.5, 8.5 games and winning the AL East instead of fighting for position in the wild card. Ridiculous. Go ahead, because I'm done. I'm fired up.
No, like, I mean, obviously we talked about it last week. We talked about it again this week. It's tough, exactly like you said. You go in there and you're going to be asking either for a contract extension, or when you become a free agent, you're going to be going to other teams and you're going to be asking for, like you said, just stupid amounts of money. If I'm a team in that, I'm just literally pulling up their base running and saying, here you go. And here's $10 million. Here's $10 million. Here's $10 million for every base running mistake you make. Okay, so now that $400 million is down to $150 million. Like, I don't know. I mean, like you said, obviously Bobichet, in terms of what he's done offensively this whole month, like, yes, he's been one of the top players in the AL. But the base running stupidity that he keeps on doing to me, and even the defense is still shaky. Like, I thought Matt Chapman was going to come in there. I thought Chapman was going to help him out, just because Chapman, obviously, gold glove, platinum glove, probably the best defensive third baseman in the game, if not the second best. I mean, depends on where you have him and Arenado. Obviously, they're 1-2. But end of the day, like I don't know what it is about Bo Bichette, but the Jays, if they have any sort of brains in the offseason, there's going to be a boatload of shortstops. I'm making an exorbitant offer to whatever free agent shortstop I can and saying, Bo, you're playing second base. I don't care if this costs us re-signing you. We got the option of Carlos Correa, probably. I don't know if Correa is going to opt out. Xander Bogaerts sounds like he's going to opt out. Dansby Swanson, obviously the only one guaranteed to become a free agent. But like, those are guys that I would much rather have at shortstop than Bo Bichette.
Yeah, absolutely. You said Chapman, make him better. Well, Chapman has made him better, because Chapman goes over and he's probably taken away 100 baseballs from shortstop this year, made the play himself.
Yeah, no, he's definitely saved him that backhand error nonsense that he had last year.
Exactly right. So enough about the Jays. We're done. Let's stay in the AL East, though. Judge, last night you were at the game, 0-for-1, 4 walks. I'm going to talk real quick on it. Dirtbags, I've talked about Shohei Ohtani being the MVP and stuff like that. I still believe in Shohei Ohtani. Not that I don't believe in Judge. I love Judge. I absolutely love Judge, because I love the Yankees. I have no problem saying I love the Yankees. But here's what I will say. 0-for-1, 4 walks. That's MVP quality stuff right there. You're fighting to clinch the AL East. You're also fighting to set an AL home run record at 61, which he hasn't got to yet, as we all know. And he didn't open up his swing. He didn't open up the strike zone once to put the team further ahead to win and clinch that AL East. hats off, man. That's MVP quality stuff right there. But you saw it live now, Nolan, so you talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, every time he came up, it seemed like there was guys on base, and he was just patient with it. Like you said, like any of the strikes that looked like they were getting called against him, they seemed like they were just borderline weak ground out, weak fly ball type pitches, like stuff that you're going to get a good swing and miss, basically. And it's not a ball that you can barrel up. Judge, instead of, like you said, trying to chase in Ty Maris with 61, he decides, you know what, I'll spit on this ball. I'll spit on this one. All of a sudden, I'll work it back, 3-1, 3-2 count. Okay, I'll work my walk. Extend the rally. Keep the inning moving, right? And, I mean, it ended up working out because, he ends up scoring 2 runs there last night. Just an all-around game by him. Like, he's, to me, I mean, he's my AL MVP. And that's not a knock on Shohei. Obviously, the year that Shohei's had is just incredible. But end of the day, I mean, if Judge does finish up with the Triple Crown, and the thing that always bugs me about MVP voting, your team has to make the playoffs. Like, that's got to be the deciding factor. I am 100% of that belief that, if I'm the best player in the league, a la Mike Trout for the past decade, if I'm that guy and my team wins 65 games, I get it. Baseball is a team game. You can't control every position. But at the end of the day, if there's a guy that is not significantly below me, but maybe just a tier below me, like let's say, Aaron Judge is a 210 OPS plus or whatever he's got this year. Shohei Ohtani has a 150. Like, that's a significant drop off. Like, I'm just saying, so reverse it. Let's say Shohei has the 210 OPS plus, and Aaron Judge has about a 190. But Aaron Judge makes the playoffs and Shohei doesn't. That, to me, is a deciding factor. Like, end of the day, Aaron Judge put the Yankees on his back for most of the second half, and everybody can agree on that because Matt Carpenter was that guy before the All-Star break. Anthony Rizzo, obviously, he's done enough. Giancarlo Stanton's been injured too much. LeMahieu hasn't been LeMahieu since his first year there with the Yankees. Aaron Hicks, it finally looks like he's coming back to life a little bit, but he's nothing special. Harrison Bader, I mean, still playing defensively fine, but you're looking at that lineup and you're like, outside of Aaron Judge, who really has performed offensively? And to me, it's nobody. So that's why I'm saying he's my runaway MVP.
There you have it. There you have it. We're under 2 minutes, dude. So let's go. All right, I got questions sent in about postseason as of right now, the way it's starting to shake down. Got those questions in today. We know Houston Yankees got the bye. LA's got the bye. We don't know yet whether the Mets or the Braves are going to bye because they're tied right now. So we got right now, we got Seattle looking like they're playing the Guardians. Who are you taking?
I mean, we said it last week, Seattle.
No. Who are you taking?
Seattle.
Tampa Bay. Blue Jays, right now, Blue Jays are going to host that. And I think they need to host it.
Blue Jays.
Okay.
If they're in Tampa, they're screwed.
Well, they split on the weekend. That did impress me. I'll give them
that. They're screwed. No matter what, they're screwed. Okay. They don't have success in Tampa.
We're at a minute 10. Cardinals, Phillies.
I'm a Cardinals fan.
There you go. So, Braves or Mets, depending on how they wrap it up, versus the Padres, because it looks like our boy A.J. Preller is going to live to at least see the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, whoever loses that NL East, I think they make it in. Like, they're on to the
next. They beat San Diego. Yeah. Okay. There you go, man. There you go. Hey, and it's looking like it's going to shake down that way, right? I mean, I know the AL East is pretty tight still, but you know what? Maybe Tampa Bay and Toronto flip from fourth to fifth, fifth to fourth.
But I just can't see a Cinderella story outside of Seattle. Like those top dogs are just good.
Seattle's getting in, but they certainly have been shaky. Suarez has been injured a bit. Julio hasn't been playing regularly or whatever, and they need to get them healthy going into it. So, hey, Dirtbags, we got to take a break. We'll be right back here with our final thoughts.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Colin, final thought.
So I got two final thoughts this week. First one, Tyler Glasnow. Huge boost for the Tampa Bay Rays. He's back after a long year. Second one, Sister Jean. Famous for being the Loyola Marymount biggest basketball supporter in the NCAA March Madness tournament there a few years back. 103 years old, throws out the first pitch at the Chicago Cubs baseball game. Yeah, a month after celebrating her 103rd birthday. Born in August 21st, 1919. That's crazy. 103 years old, you're throwing out a first pitch. That's kind of crazy. Sister Jean, though, shout out to you. 103 years old. You've lived a great life.
100%, man. Again, there you go, Nolan. That's a dirtbag right there all the way around. That 100% is. Nation, goes to show you, man, it doesn't matter what age you are. This is an amazing game. It can get under your skin, as we all know. You can embrace it on all levels. It really is an awesome game, whether it's at the amateur level, the collegiate level, the high school level, the pro level, or the Sunday afternoon sandlot level. I don't care, man. I really don't care, Dirtbags, because if you love this game like we love this game, and obviously you do, you're listening to us, you're supporting it, you're a part of the nation, you understand what being a dirtbag is, and again, that mindset, that lifestyle, that brand. It costs us nothing to go out there and say hi, bye, please, and thank you. We talk about that with the players that we train all the time. It's so much more than just baseball development. It's understanding mentally who you are as a person. a player, a parent, a coach, in order to make this the best game, the best journey we can possibly help you make. So we get to see people like Sister Jean and all the others in the world do what they do. Nolan, I apologize, but we got to get rocking and rolling, dude. So, dirtbags, it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.